What better way to begin the halacha series than by understanding the Jewish approach of waking up in the morning? The Shulchan Aruch says, Yigaber ka'ari lamod baboker lavadot boro, that a person should be strong like a lion to wake up in the morning for the service of his Creator. Shiehu morer hashachar, that he should wake up in the morning. This is in contrast to the morning waking up the person, that by the birds chirping outside, and by the sun rays coming through the window, the person happens to wake up. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hu morer hashachar, that we should wake up in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah comments that this is the entire purpose of creation of man. We know that in Pirkei Avot, we are told that this world is the passageway to the banquet hall. It is the entrance to the banquet hall. It is our role in this world, our journey, to infuse ourselves with spirituality, with meaning, so that we can be ready for entrance into the banquet hall of the world to come. However, it is not only a personal mission, a personal journey of infusing ourselves with meaning and spirituality. It is also something greater. The Midrash says, Nitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasot Lo Dira B'Tachanodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, desired to make a dwelling place for Himself in the lower worlds, in our world. It is our purpose not only to infuse ourselves with spirituality, but to infuse the world with value, with meaning, with godliness. Our role is tremendous. We have not a moment to waste in this godly mission. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, arise like a lion, wake up with the oomph, wake up with the bang, to make the world a better place. The Mishnah Berurah gives us some advice on how to do this. He says, in the winter months, when a person may be cold and want to just snuggle in bed, or in the summer months, when maybe he didn't sleep enough at night, and he's coming to wake up in the morning and he just wants to carry on lying in bed, the advice he gives to us is to tell your Yetzer Hara, tell your evil inclination, if you were to wake up to meet the President of the United States, or the Prime Minister of Israel, or the Queen, wouldn't you jump out of bed? Perhaps you wouldn't even sleep the whole night out of anticipation. Perhaps you wouldn't hear your alarm clock. So too, how much more so, to wake up with a meeting with the King of Kings, with Hashem. Thank you and Shalom.